done it.
Well done, Giant Rumble Buffet.
Blowed if I ain't all in a muck sweat. Comes from being out of condition.
What a nice giant he is.
Silence, good people. You have all done well, but our day's work is not yet over. And if the witch is to be finally defeated, we must find the battle at once. Climb on my back, girls. And you, Mr. Tumnus.
Will we be in time, Aslan?
So long as the dogs find the scent of battle.
I hope Peter and Edmund are all right.
Oh, don't worry, Daughter of Eve. We'll show that witch a thing or two.
Bravely said, good Tumnus. But the witch herself is mine.
Oh, 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 oh! This way, Aslan, this way!
Come! There is no time to be lost!
Soon, all the dogs, wolves, foxes, and other hunting animals were going at full speed with their noses to the ground. And all the others, stretched out for about half a mile behind them, were following as fast as they could.
Aslan, look! Up ahead!
We have arrived not a minute too soon.
Why, there's that trotting little witch!
The giant's right. It's her.
And she's fighting Peter. Oh, Aslan, she's got that awful stone knife for you.
Mr. Beaver, fighting with that wolf.
Oh, do be careful.
Where's Mr. Beaver?
Where's Edmund?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I've just realized there are statues everywhere. The witch has been using her wand again.
Oh, no. Oh, dear me, that is bad.
All our people are here now. Off my back, children. Stand back. I'm going to roar again. Our hour has come, good folk of Narnia, when we shall put the enemies of our land to flight. Take courage, all of you. Today, you will be fighting for Narnia and for Aslan.
Aslan's people rushed madly on the enemy lines. Dwarfs with their battle axes, dogs with their teeth, the giant with his club, his feet also crushed dozens of the foe, unicorns with their horns, centaurs with swords and hoofs.
Aslan has come. We have Aslan fighting for us.
Aslan? It cannot be. He is dead.
No! I am not dead. I am alive, and I have come to take back what is mine.
No! No!
You are Queen of Narnia no longer. I have returned.
There was a look of terror and amazement on the witch's face as the lion flung himself upon her. The battle was soon over. Many of the enemy were killed in the first charge of Aslan and his companions. And when those who were still living saw the witch was dead, they either gave themselves up or took to flight.
Well done, Sir Peter Wolfsbane. You fought bravely.
It was all Edmund's doing, Aslan. We'd have been beaten if it hadn't been for him. He fought his way past three ogres to where she was just turning one of your leopards into a statue.
And when he reached her, he had the sense to bring his sword smashing down on her wand instead of trying to go for her directly.
Anyway, once her wand was broken, we began to have some chance, if we hadn't lost so many already.
I'm afraid your brother was terribly wounded.
Oh, no.
Where is he? We must go and see him.
Mrs. Beaver's looking after him. Over there, away from where the fighting was.
Let us go to him.
Oh, Edmund!
Oh, no, don't upset yourself.
But it's covered in blood and looks
Lucy,
so
where is that bottle you were given as a present?
Of course, I'd forgotten about that.
Quickly.
Here it is.
Now, put a few drops of the liquid into his mouth.
There.
Lucy, is that really you, Lou?
Yes, Edmund. And Susan, and Peter. We're all here.
Oh, is it over?
Yes, it's all over. Aslan has returned.
Aslan!
Lucy, there are other people wounded.
Yes, I know. Wait a minute.
Daughter of Eve, others also are at the point of death. Must more people die for Edmund?
I'm sorry, Aslan.
Come. We will go together.
For the next half hour, they were very busy. When at last Lucy was free to return to Edmund, she found him standing on his feet. And not only healed of his wounds, but looking better than she'd seen him look for ages.
Hello, Lou.
Hello, Edmund.
I've caused a great deal of trouble one way and another. Can you ever forgive me?
Of course I can.
Edmund, son of Adam, come here.
See you later, Lou.
Give me your sword and kneel. Here on this field of battle, I make you my knight. Arise, Sir Edmund.
Does he know what Aslan did for him? Does he know what the arrangement with the witch really was?
Shh, no, of course not.
Ought he to be told?
Oh, surely not. It would be awful for him. Think how you'd feel if it were you.
All the same, I think he ought to know.
And now we rest. For tomorrow, we go to Caer Paravel.
The next day, they began marching eastward down the side of the great river. And the day after that, they reached the river mouth. Before them were the sands, and the long miles of bluish-green waves breaking forever and ever on the beach. And towering above them on the shore, the castle of Caer Paravel. And there, in the great hall with the ivory roof, and the west wall hung with peacock's feathers, and the eastern door which looks towards the sea, the coronation was held.
Here in Caer Paravel of the Four Thrones, I crown you King Peter, Queen Susan, King Edmund, and Queen Lucy of Narnia.
Long live King Peter!
Queen Susan!
Long live King Edmund!
Long live Queen Lucy!
Once the king or queen of Narnia, always the king or queen. Bear it well, sons of Adam. Bear it well, daughters of Eve.
That night there was a great feast in Caer Paravel, and revelry and dancing, and gold flashed and wine flowed. But amidst all these rejoicings, someone quietly slipped away.
Where's Aslan?
He was here just now.
Where can he have gone?
Surely he's not left us again.
Oh, he'll be coming and going. One day you'll see him, and another you won't.
And of course he has other countries to attend to.
Oh, it's quite all right. He'll often drop in. Only you mustn't press him.
He's wild, you know. He's not like a tame lion.
The years passed, and these two kings and two queens governed Narnia well. And long and happy was their reign. They caught and destroyed what was left of the White Witch's army, and made good laws and kept the peace. So they lived in great joy, and if they remember their life in this world, it was only as one remembers a dream. And then one year news came that the White Stag had once more appeared in the land, the White Stag who would grant you 3 wishes if you caught him. So the kings and queens of Narnia decided to go hunting. They soon saw the stag and chased it long and hard until it disappeared into a thicket, and they had to pursue it on foot. It was there they came upon a curious thing, a pillar of iron with a lantern on top. And as they looked at it, they began to remember something from long ago. And the kings and queens knew that if they went any further, their lives would change forever. They decided to go on and entered the thicket. But before they'd gone far, they all remembered that the thing they'd seen was called a lamppost. And before they'd gone much farther, they noticed that they were making their way not through branches, but through coats. Yes, coats. And the next moment...
It's the the empty room in the wardrobe.
Of course. I'd almost forgotten.
We're back!
Listen. Unless I'm mistaken, that's Mrs. McCready and the visitors.
You're right.
It must still be the same day.
We've been in Narnia all those years, and yet we've come back only minutes after we left.
Well, I think we should tell the professor.
Yes, we should.
Good idea.
Right.
Well, that is quite a story.
Do you believe us?
Of course I believe you. But you won't get back into Narnia again by that route.
Will we ever get back, do you think?
Oh, yes, of course you'll get back there someday. Once a king in Narnia, always a king in Narnia. But don't try to get there, and certainly not through the wardrobe.
How will we get there if we don't try?
All it'll happen when you're not looking for it. And don't even talk too much about it among yourselves. And whatever you do, don't mention it to anyone else. Unless you find that they've had adventures of the same sort themselves.
But how will we know?
Oh, you'll know all right. Odd things they say. Even their looks will let the secret out. Just keep your eyes open.
That was Tales of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, dramatized by Brian Sibley, with Maurice Denham as the Professor, Stephen Thorne as Aslan, and Rosemary Martin as Jadis. Other parts were played by John Baddeley, Julie Berry, Norman Bird, Simon Cuff, Abigail Doherty, Alan Dudley, David Goodland, Steve Hodson, Neil Jeffrey, Polly March, Clifford Norgate, Diana Olson, Camilla Power, and Henry Power. Tales of Narnia was produced by Jeff Marshall Taylor.
A solid granite mountain near Colorado Springs encloses the world's strongest fortress, 1966 style, defense heart of the North American continent. Next July, deep inside the mountain, it will function as the North American Air Defense Command. Served by 3 miles of tunneling, the new headquarters will be as nearly 100% invulnerable as anything can be in the atomic age. One-ton steel springs, 1,000 in number, insulate the vitally important separate buildings, making them proof against shock and blast. Computers in touch with the early warning line across the top of the continent, as well as with systems from England to Greenland, would give instant alert in any attack. No aggressor could launch missiles undetected. A light gun activates the computer whenever information is wanted from any part of the globe. What a fantastic age this is. From outer space to the heart of a mountain, science puts more and more under the control of man.
Have to work and grind.
trees they grow high, and the leaves they do grow green. Many's the time my true love I've seen. Many an hour I've watched him all alone. He's young, but he's daily growing. Father, dear father, you've done me great wrong. You've married me to a boy who is too young. I'm twice 12 and he is but 14. He's young, but he's daily growing. Daughter, dear daughter, I've done you no wrong. I've married you to a great lord's son. He'll make a load for you to wait upon. He's young, but he's daily growing. Father, dear father, if you see fit, we'll send him to college for 1 year yet. I'll tie blue ribbons all around his head to let the maidens know that he's married. One day I was looking father's castle wall. I spied all the boys a-playing with the ball. My own true love was a flower of them all. He's young, but he's daily growing. At the age of 14, he was a married man. At the age of 15, the father of a son. At the age of 16, his grave it was green, and death had put an end to his
Thank you. it did hoose.
Meat house, it did hoose.
Hello and welcome to my house in your house. Yeah, so this is the 20th edition. Can you believe it? It's been now almost 2 years doing this podcast. And welcome to autumn. We are in September. Right now here in Denmark, we have Indian summer. It's nice and warm. And Ekwa and I are enjoying walks at the beach and garden life, you know, studio life in the evening. So it's all good. Actually, I'm thinking about calling the podcast something else. I'm not going to reveal it yet because I just want to be 100% sure about the name, but I think I got it. But I will give you a heads up before so you know what to look for. Great. I got a ton of latency in my headphones, so let's get on with the show. Here is Devotion. We'll be right back.
drive up the coastline, stop by the shore, stare at the ocean, wait for a call in, a call from the ocean to lead me away.
In your house.
Yeah, sorry I had to cut this track a little short because we only have so much time on the show. But yeah, what a beautiful track. You can check out the track list for all the tracks that I play on this show. Usually I introduce them, but yeah, this episode is a little special. I'm not going to do too much talking. Just want to tell you about the reason why I want to change the name of the show. As of right now, it's called My House in Your House. The idea with that title was to play a lot of house music, which I still do and like to do. But there's so much other electronic music that I'd love to present you. So that's why the new name came into my thoughts. Yeah, so it's kind of like opening up the borders to a more vast sea of electronic sounds. Yeah, so wax your ears and get ready for some more music. As Carlos Alcaraz would put it, ¡vamos!
house condemned them.